I want to welcome everyone to today's Success Circle Q&A call. This is Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates, and I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to get started right now. On today's call, we do have the recording going. And I do want to let you know, for those of you that are brand new, I want to welcome all the new Success Circle members. If you're returning, then you know that this call is all about answering your questions, because as you implement the Entrepreneurial Edge system or implement other strategies in your business, this call is to help answer questions so that you could move forward with speed. And that's the purpose of today's Q&A call. So every fourth Tuesday of each month is the call, the Q&A call, and where we talk about your questions, get them answered, and you can submit them to info@accelerateassociates.com. That's info@accelerateassociates.com. And then just let us know what question is, and we'll get you into the queue. And I'm really excited about some upcoming events that we have. Just to mark your calendar for the next High Content Business Accelerator call, that's on Tuesday, June 12th. And that's also at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm so excited because we're going to have Jane Birch with Marketing Monsoon come back. And she's going to share with us more about lead generation systems and the things that are getting in your way for getting a lead generation system up and running. And we're going to talk all about that. So if you have any pressing questions regarding lead generation, or if there's something getting in your way from getting that implemented for those of you that were at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive recently, or maybe you're working through the self-study program, I'd like to hear from you what your, kind of what your frustrations are about lead generation and implementing it, so that we can get those answered. And so that's going to be a High Content Business Accelerator call in June. Again, that's at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I also want to mention that we have some upcoming events. Mark your calendar for Thursday, May 31st. It is a free training call called the Breakthrough Business Blueprint, the Breakthrough Business Blueprint. And what that's all about is exactly what it's it says. I'm going to go through all about your business blueprint. You know, never hurts to have a refresher on that. So invite your friends. That is available to anyone, not only the Success Circle members, but anyone can register for that free training call. Again, that's Thursday, May 31st, and that is going to be at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. If someone can't make the call, or if you can't make the call because of another prior commitment, you can register anyway. We do record the calls, and we will send you the recording. So again, that's Thursday, May 31st at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So let's see here. Anything else coming up? That's it for May and the first part of June. So I think we've got everything. And also, some people asked me about the Business Blueprint Strategy Day, which was, we made an announcement earlier that it was going to be for Friday, June 1st. That has been moved to Friday, June 29th, the Blueprint Strategy Day, and that's the day where we strategize on your business blueprint. And so it's a full day of getting that very, very important tool completed that many of you learned at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, or for those of you that are working through the self-study program. So I'm going to have a strategy day on how to get that all together so you get really laser focused. And that's the same tool that many of my clients have said over and over, it's helped them exponentially grow their business. And that's the whole purpose, is so you stay very focused. It's helped me grow my business over the years. And so I will be touching on that in the Breakthrough Business Blueprint training call. And we also, so at the very end, I'll also mention more details about that. So if you're interested in the Blueprint Strategy Day, do sign up for the free training call, and I will mention more about that at the end of that call. Okay, we have a number of questions today for today's Q&A call, And we've got a number of them. Some of you had questions on your signature story, really developing that into something that really engages your audience. I believe we have somebody on the call today that is going to ask more specific questions, so I'll coach you through that. We have questions about where to start. So there's a number of questions about, you know, gee, where do I start if I'm growing my business or if I'm starting a business? We have questions on, you know, where to even get started in finding people to help you with the work so that you get more done and really build that team. So we'll talk more about that. Keeping up with your business, so there are a number of strategies that I have to answer some of the questions. Now remember, if at all possible, we do like you to come on live and ask your question to these Q&A calls. That's what they're all about, right? But there are times I know that you're not going to be able to make it live. You can still submit your questions, and I'll do what I can to answer your question without you, and then you can also listen to the recording later. We just try to make it as convenient as possible for you. So let's get started here. I know we have, let's see, I think if I'm doing this right, we're going to unmute Karen. Are you with us yet, Karen?
I am. How are you?
Oh, great. Good. How are you?
Good,
my
good,
technology
good.
Is finally working. So I did this right. Well, great. Thank you so much, Karen. You had a question specifically about your signature story. So tell me what's going on.
Well, the reason I'm passionate about what I'm doing and the reason I got into it, but I just don't know that it's exciting enough to be a signature story. And so there's that fine line of where you take the base of your story that's authentic, but put it into a way how do I want to say this, more exciting, I guess, Lisa, without it being false. And I understand that as speakers that we are up there, we're presenting, people are paying you to present, they want excitement, they want the thrill. And so, you know, I don't think my signature story is really too exciting. I just don't know how to make it more exciting and still be authentic.
Mm-hmm. And this is for
Time's Up.
My
business,
okay.
Time's Up. So my other business I've been in for 23 years, and I started Time's Up about 8 years ago, and I'm just a really highly organized person. Someone had said, always look within your own business and your clients for how you can serve them better. Mm-hmm. And as, you know, we're in servicing our clients under the Need Street Cleaning Service, we noticed that people are really disorganized in the residential sector and in the business sector, and many people have home offices and their executives and their commercial buildings were equally the same. And anytime we would clean into an office, you know, people would be like banks where they have all these regulations that they have to uphold, you know, with privacy acts of the information that's sitting out. And I'm seeing this, and I'm just thinking, well, number one, they're not compliant. Number two, they just don't have a clue. Mm-hmm. And as I started investigating this, and I just really found out that there's so much to this, and I was just so excited about it, you know, became, got a coach, you know, did that for a long time. She directed me into these areas. I got certified. I'm a national trainer. You know, I've got all the background for this. We're doing it. But I just don't think that's super exciting. You know,
well,
the other reason is I wanted my son's in Charlotte. Someday he's going to have babies. My mother's older. I want to be available for these people without being tied down to employees. And that was one of my other reasons for being this, is to, you know, to be mobile so that I could, you know, service and help my family and other people as well. So how do I make that exciting?
Okay. Well, and let's get there. Okay, first of all, who are your preferred clients that you're going to be speaking in front of?
The preferred clients are normally corporate clients that are in some type of administrative position, and they can start as high as the CEO of the company, you know, to the administrative assistant. It wouldn't be somebody that would be in construction or manufacturing in the back end or that. Okay. It would be its office personnel working with productivity and efficiency.
Okay. So it's office, and could it be, so it's not only administrative, but it could be executive level too.
Correct.
Okay. So you've got your preferred client that you want to connect with on that level. First of all, I think the story that you told regarding compliance and going in there and seeing things that were very private, I think would immediately get their attention. Because
okay.
Now they're seeing a loophole in their own compliance that they're not even aware of. I mean, who thinks that the cleaning crew is going to, you know, look at the information, right? It's something they completely overlook. So from that standpoint, you're going to get their attention. But let's talk about the reasons you also want to connect with them on an emotional level. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have families that really want a quality of life. You mentioned some quality of life types of things, right? So if I'm working 80 hours a week, and partly because I'm disorganized or unproductive, it's taking away my ability to spend time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
So in your story, connect with them on that emotional level in the reasons why you got into business. And it doesn't have to be long, but it merely can say, the reason I got into business is because, and again, not only I want to have a quality of life and spend it with my children, but what I noticed was when I went into these corporations, these companies, number one, you know, they were working long hours because they were unproductive. You can also mention the issues with compliance, that there were compliance issues. And also, do you have a story, Karen, that kind of tells the before and after story of somebody maybe that you worked with where it was very powerful and compelling?
Okay. I'll have to think of that.
Yeah, where they had a huge shift in what they were doing, how they were living, how it impacted their relationships, simply because they now learned the system that you're now going to show them. Because I'm assuming you're going to show them either a
mm-hmm.
system or you have a signature talk, right?
Yep.
So something that segues into that where they're going to not only connect with you as a human being and the reason you got into business, but not and what you saw when you were going into these businesses, but now when you worked with somebody, the compelling reason or something that happened as a result, or even something that happened to you that was a compelling shift for you.
Well, the shift for me is that being a small business owner, you wear a lot of hats, and it can be very overwhelming. And you can sit here and, you know, multitasking is one of the parts we teach in the seminar, and it's so unproductive, it's not even funny. But as a person, whether you're a business owner, whether you're in an office, anywhere, you're constantly getting interrupted. You don't know, should I check the email? Am I supposed to do the meeting, you know, that's at noon? Am I supposed to be doing the project, you know, that I have to pass on to other people? And if these seminars taught me this focus, because I want to take the Friday off and take a 4-day weekend to go down to Charlotte to see my son. And it's so many times you're walking out going, oh, my gosh, I can't really do this. And you're going down to have fun, but you've got all this business on your mind,
mm-hmm.
and it's driving you crazy. So for myself, by learning these techniques, it's just amazing on what it taught myself to say, you know what, when you start getting distracted, put a picture of your kid or your daughter, you know, that's going to be in soccer or ballet, or your son that's ready to play baseball, and, you know, focus on that picture to say, wait a minute, I need to focus. Let's just get back into what I was doing. And then when you get off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to go watch the Little League game, you're not going to feel guilty that you left all these things behind you because
mm-hmm.
you actually accomplished them.
Now, so that's what you just said was perfect. You really identified the pain, the problem, right? On a level that they can get because they want to have their life too. But talk more about specifics about, you know, when I learned this happened.
Okay.
This is the outcome. So, and when I learned about these productivity tools, which I'm going to show you later, this is what happened. My world opened up. My daughter, or my son, or my daughter, or whatever, said this to me. This is the comment they made to me. You know, maybe it's about you being more present, that you could be more present at their games. You weren't on your cell phone, or, you know, something maybe that they said that really hit the heartstring, right? Mm-hmm. That you're like, and this is why I do what I do. And it's heartfelt. I mean, it's something that's really true to you and authentic to you, but something that happened. And you know, sometimes the signature stories, you've got to think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to think about something. Now, what you don't want to do is ask, gee, nothing important ever happens in my life, and my life is really boring because I said that just before my tire iron went through my windshield. So don't say that. But you probably have a story in that, or if you think about your own situation, because you are the after picture. Remember, you're mm-hmm. the after picture. You're what they want, they're aspiring to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I like the before and after. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. And so what is that after? And you know, and it's something that even gets you a little emotional to this day, and maybe it's something that your family members, one of your family members said to you that you really thought, oh, wow. You know, because it had an impact beyond just, I want more time with my family. Every time you think about it, you get to that emotional, almost the emotional choke point without getting too emotional about it, but that mm-hmm. it means something. It's meaningful for you, because when you can get to that point, you know, of course, without breaking down, it can't be so, mm-hmm. you know, so much that you can't get through your talk. But mm-hmm. something that's so compelling that people say, whoa, okay, yeah, that's really important to her. And it's what
yeah,
makes
and
you passionate.
I think I can think of a lot of those. And, you know, just even the other day, Lisa, I was talking to somebody in my networking group, and I was one of the, I think, two people, you know, out of 35 that came to this one gal's mother's funeral. And I just think that's important to me. I make the time to go to things like that, you know. And she, it was really a compliment that she called me to say, I don't know if you realize that Chris's mother died. It was on our group in Facebook. And it really meant so much to me, Karen, that you took the time to come to the funeral when my mother died, that I knew that you would want to be there for Chris, and I wanted to make sure that you knew about it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, you know, that was really nice, because you want to do these things and it's so easy to just blow them off, and that's important to me, and it obviously was very important to her. So that alone, you know, is a story to say, this is why you want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, you know, again, that's a great story to integrate. And you might have a couple that you have on hand that you insert into your
story. Yeah, I was just thinking that, right, depending on the group.
Depending on the group, exactly.
Yep.
So if you're talking to a lot of young professionals that may not have families yet, you can integrate mm-hmm. something like that, right? And so, or another, you know, something that they can connect with. Yeah, so mm-hmm. those are, but again, look at the emotional pieces. Look at the emotional time, something, somebody, feedback they got you, or, you know, when it was really important to you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Great. Did those help?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm gonna start laying that out, and then we'll throw it by you.
Okay, great. Well, this is what it's for, so absolutely. Well, great. Thank you, Karen. I'm going to mute you right now. Okay, great. Thank you. Well, we've got a number of questions that also came in. I think everybody took off this week for the holiday because I know we have a number of people who said they couldn't be here today. But I want to get to your question. So, Thomas, you emailed a question regarding you're considering a management consulting business, but really paralyzed as to where to start. You know, I get this question a lot, especially with people that are just starting their business, because there is a lot to do. You've got to get your, how do you want to structure your business? Is it an LLC? Is it, you know, a C-Corp, S-Corp? What does that look like for you? Who do you want to serve? Of course, I always recommend the entrepreneurial edge system, starting there, because that is the soup to nuts, and you get to start with mastering your inner entrepreneur, really understanding how you're naturally hardwired, who your ideal client is, and getting very laser focused, especially with a management consulting business. Who do you truly want to work with? You know, what are the demographics? What are their geographics? What are their psychographics? How are you going to set up your business model that's in alignment with who you are? You know, these are all pieces of mastering your inner entrepreneur, and so important, because if you don't have the infrastructure in place, you know, a lot of people try to execute in a very bits and pieces approach, right? And so you try a lot of different things, and then you're wondering why you're not converting people. Well, a lot of times what I see is people want to get their businesses up and running, so much so that they spend a lot of time on their website, don't know quite what to put on their website, let alone even have their packages in place. So I always recommend starting with your mastering your inner entrepreneur, work through systematizing and monetizing, and get to your business blueprint. It will give you leaps and bounds. But just from the ebook, Get More Clients Now, 3 Steps to More Clients, More Money in the Business You Love, is also a great place to start. It's the free ebook on freebusinessplanformat.com, or it's also on my accelerateassociates.com website. And you can go under services, and there's a step-by-step process that I put on my website under services of how to get started. Usually that starts with the ebook, and then you work your way through that ebook. There's also different surveys in there about readiness. I think people sometimes need to be ready to really commit to their business. And that's going to be an important survey for you to take just to see where you're at. Really good evaluation to take. And certainly those of you that have already been part of the Success Circle, that are working on your business, maybe you've been through the Wake Up Profitable Intensive where we went over the entrepreneurial edge system, and you know, you're getting your business running, it's always good to go back and read that ebook over and even do the readiness survey, because I think you're going to see over time how that changes for you. And it's a really great gauge, really great survey to take over and just do a self-assessment on. So you can find that again on my Accelerate Associates site under services. It's the very first one that you get to download the ebook. So, Thomas, that's a great place to start, and thank you so much for submitting your question. Also, I want to give you some public sites to go to. Certainly you can go to SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, and they have a number of free resources on their website as well. About starting a business, and your government page for your state, if you're in the United States, Thomas, I'm not sure quite where you're calling in from, but you can usually go, each state has a government.gov site, and they have a number of resources there to start your business. Of course, if you need any legal advice, I always recommend Legal Shield, and that is available, a link to that is available in the free stuff on my website at accelerateassociates.com. So that if you need to consult an attorney, you can get an unlimited amount of questions answered for you. Really, really helpful. I love to refer people to that because they give so many resources for just pennies a month. It's just amazing, amazing resource. So, Thomas, I hope that helps you and that's what you were looking for. But if you have any questions or I didn't answer your question quite as you intended, then feel free to email me later and I'd be happy to follow up with you. All right, Ryan emailed a question. You're looking to help find people to help you with work that you have, so you can focus on getting more clients. Wonderful question. I want to give everybody a really cool website that I found called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, Fiverr.com. This is really interesting, but these folks will do things for you for $5. And just do a search on it. It's amazing what people will do. So if you have different types of project work or maybe social media work that you need done, people will do it. It's just amazing. So that's a really neat resource. But I'd also have you consider going to a local college. If you're starting up your business, you know, this is a great opportunity to connect with some colleges that are near your home and connect with the people that are in the business academic area and see if any of the instructors will work with you on getting different projects done, on live projects that the students will get college credit for. They love to have integrated assignments. The instructors would love to be able to work with business owners. Also, you can be get a co-op student to assist you. You can also look at stay-home moms to assist you. There are just a number of places where you can, depending on what your activities are, even high school students. They have different co-op programs for high school students depending on the level of expertise that you need and what type of programs that you need. So what I would recommend, Ryan, is put a list together of the work that you need to get done. Maybe it's some of the administrative work. When you have some idea very clearly of what you could utilize a co-op student for, then you can go to the colleges and explain what it is, those things that you need done. But first, you need to get clear on what kind of assistance you need. So is it a bookkeeper? Do you need an accountant? If you need an accountant, there's many out there that can assist you. Also on the free stuff, I also have a number of resources that are on my website, accelerateassociates.com, that you can get resources, as well as if you have the self-study program or you've been through the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, look in the resources Rolodex, and there are a number of resources there as well. So if you need a virtual assistant or you know, whatever type of assistance that you need, we usually have a connection. So, Ryan, if there's a very specific expertise that you need, then let us know, and we'll look at connecting you. You can also look to social media. Look to Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Put the word out specifically about what you're looking for, and have your network help you. All right, Sherry emailed in a couple of questions. Having trouble keeping up with the business that's coming in and finishing the foundational types of work that needs to be done, as well as leveraging my work, keeping things organized, flowing in a way that keeps me from kind of reinventing the wheel. Sherry, again, I go back to the business blueprint, and if you are coming on the call late, I did mention earlier that I'm having a free training call on Thursday, May 31st, called Breakthrough Business Blueprint, and you can register right on my website at accelerateassociates.com under events. So it's right there. If you have not registered, I recommend that you register, because one of the things, the reasons why it's difficult to keep up, or you know, you're falling behind because there's so much work. First of all, you've got to look at your business blueprint. Is it realistic? Are you putting realistic time frames on there? Because I know many of you want to get through the Entrepreneurial Edge system. You want to implement everything. Take steps each day. You know, don't try to, how to eat an elephant, one bite at a time, right? One bite at a time. So you have to take your business blueprint that way and really make sure that you have realistic time frames, and then also realistic assistance. Do you have enough resources to assist you? And so some of those time frames you might just need to change. You might just need to outsource some of the work because you're kind of the bottleneck for it. So when you do, when you have that all in front of you, it's going to become very evident. So I can't emphasize enough to make sure that you have your business blueprint completed. And so, Sherry, I think those things, also think about how you're systematizing your schedule. So making sure that you're maximizing your schedule, that, if you're bogging yourself down on a scheduling feature, can you systematize it? Can you cluster? Can you work differently? Are you allowing yourself to be interrupted? So those are some questions to ask yourself about, kind of that, what's happening there. Also, take advantage, make sure everyone, you're taking advantage of the laser coaching calls. That's what the one-on-one calls are about, too, is really making sure that your flow is there. And if you need help with what the flow of your business looks like, then that's something we can talk about. Or if it needs a little bit more time, there are, of course, the strategy sessions and, of course, the Blueprint Strategy Day at the end of June. So I encourage you to take advantage of that if you don't have your blueprint yet. So, Sherry, I hope that answers your question, and let's go on to the next one. We have Mike Mike and Alejandro both emailed regarding finding customers. Let me see if I have another one that also asked that same question, because it seems like we've got what I get sometimes are themes on the questions. So remember that finding your ideal customer comes from your preferred client profile. And it's really important to understand and know where your clients are coming from. But if you're just getting started, again, are you being strategic about it? Take a look at the professional associations, where they hang out, what blogs they might read. If you don't know, then you can start asking, maybe you start a discussion on LinkedIn. Maybe you ask for other people's advice. You know, what advice would you give somebody just starting out in this? Who wants to get in front of this kind of customer. And you use it as a discussion point on LinkedIn. It's a great way to get to know people, expand your network, and tap into some really great advice that's in your group. Also, I encourage you to also ask questions like that to your Entrepreneurial Edge System alumni. You know, we have the Entrepreneurial Ed System group on both Facebook and LinkedIn. So feel free to on Facebook to ask a question to the group. Take advantage of that in getting feedback from other people on where to identify your customers. Now, what do they read? What blogs do they read? Where do they hang out? That's going to be all important information to have on your preferred client profile in order to find them. So remember, is it a geographic area? The demographics, the geographics, and the psychographics. So the demographics, are you looking for a certain age? Are you looking for a certain income level? The library is also a really great place that has a number of resources that can help you get in front of your ideal clients too. And so when you have that preferred client profile completed, you're able to go to the library and say, hey, where can I find these people? And so libraries are also great resources to find out some market data. The geographics, are you looking in a certain geographic area? And, of course, the psychographics, those likability factors. Then you also have different networking groups. So think about the different networking groups, not only people that you can meet that will be your referral sources, but also networking groups where your ideal clients hang out. You want to be there. You want to be there in front of them. So those give you some ideas of where to find your customers. And of course, during the laser coaching calls, we can also talk one-on-one, both Mike and Alejandro, on your ideal clients and generate additional ideas there. So thanks for your question there. I kind of already answered Carol's. Carol, you had a question on how do I get all those pieces of your business together. Again, refer to that business blueprint. I don't have enough detail, Carol, on your question specifically, so I'm guessing I answered it through the business blueprint. But again, that free training call on the business blueprint and getting it all together, I will be addressing that on the Breakthrough Business Blueprint call, because I get that a lot. Many of you are doing so much in your business, right? And you're doing a lot of things, and time seems to get away from you. So I'm going to be addressing that on the call. All right, Nancy, I've got a couple questions from Nancy. Difficulty, how do I keep up with what's going on internet marketing and social media? Of course, with social media, one of the good places that I like to go is to Social Buzz Club with Laura Rubenstein. She's a great resource. She's been at my Wake Up Profitable Intensive for those of you that were there live this year. And she's a great social media marketing. If it's Facebook specifically, Mari Smith is the, you know, Facebook guru of Facebook. And then you also have you know, those I would say are probably the top ones to go to when it comes to social media, because you can keep ongoing, information about social media. With different types of internet marketing, we are going to have very specifically, I mentioned at the top of the call, Jane Birch coming in regarding lead generation, which is part of internet marketing. So she's going to be on the call on the Business Accelerator call in June. So you want to come back for that. But there are also, I want to remind everybody to tap into some of the changes, some of the past Business Accelerator calls that we've done. Because there are a number of internet marketing, lead generation calls, social media calls that are right there in the audio library. So if you haven't had a chance or you haven't been in the audio library in a while, you might want to take a look back at not only the Q&A calls, but you'll also want to take a look at some of the past Business Accelerator calls, because we've addressed a lot of the internet marketing things that are going on and the social media marketing changes that are going on. And I'm trying to think if I have internet marketing people coming on my radio show, and I don't recall offhand, but we'll look into that and we'll get back to you on that. So Nancy, I hope I answered your question about that. Let's see here. Let me get my glasses on. Jim had a question regarding reaching customers and speaking directly to prospective leads. Jim, you'll want to be on the Business Accelerator call next month, because we're going to go through the lead generation. I know a lot of you have questions regarding lead generation, and I hope to answer those. So on the call next month. So we're going to get to that. Also, in the audio library, we've done lead generation before in getting in front of your prospects. So I've done past Business Accelerator calls on there, so I would encourage you to tap into those calls. So that is kind of a resource that you want to tap into, Jim. Tom also, just wrote in regarding, Michigan's economy is my biggest struggle right now. How do I overcome it? And you know what, Tom, that's a great question, because there's a lot of people not only in Michigan but abroad that have some concerns over the economy. What do we do? But remember, in the first step of mastering your inner entrepreneur, it's all about your belief system, all about how you view it. And because the economy is doing what it's doing, and it will always do that, there are always going to be a fluctuation, remember the principle of focus. What you focus on, you find. What you focus on grows and increases. What you focus on seems real. And what you focus on, you ultimately become. And so focusing on your own personal economy and looking at the possibilities, it also comes into what is that principle of conscious thought. And just as a refresher, there were the four principles: the principle of control, the principle of belief, the principle of focus, and the principle of conscious thought. And the principle of control says, until I take responsibility for everything that has happened and everything that will happen, I will not be able to create the life I truly desire. That means taking 100% accountability and responsibility over the results that you want to achieve and the life you want to lead. And so that may mean doing things differently. And that is, and two, the principle of control is, 10% is what happens to you, 90% is how you react to it. So many people are looking at this as an opportunity, and many companies have gotten started in economies that were really tanking. Federal Express is one of them. They become a billion-dollar organization to this day, but they got started at a very low part of the economy. The principle of belief, what you believe and expect to happen, then it will happen. So connecting, what are those belief systems? What are those things that work? And sometimes we're not even aware that we have some of these belief systems that are actually stopping and prohibiting us from moving forward. So take a look at some of those belief systems. The principle of focus I mentioned earlier, what you focus on grows and increases. What you focus on, you find. What you focus on grows and increases. What you focus on seems real. What you focus on, you ultimately become. And then, of course, the principle of conscious thought. What you hold in your conscious thought, you invite more of it into your life. So not only what are we focused on, but what are we saying to ourselves every day, every single day? Now, I know for some of you, you know about it, okay? You know about speaking conscious thoughts. You know about affirmations. You know about what you focus on, you find. But yet it hasn't yet become part of your system, your daily habits. And that is really, really critical. And I'm not suggesting you be Pollyanna about it, but I think about where you're spending and how you're spending your time. And in the morning, are you really focusing on the positiveness, or are you listening to things that draw you into the negative? Are you feeding your mind with even 10 minutes of books while you drink your coffee in the morning, of self-help books that help you see, that help you change a belief, maybe a self-limiting or self-sabotaging belief? Or, or you feeding your mind with negative things. So look at the daily habits and look at how you're systematizing that daily habit. For some of you, it might be, taking the 5 minutes, the 3 minutes, just before you even get out of bed to, think about things, how you want to start your day, an affirmation about how you want to start your day. It could be that simple. So mastering the inner entrepreneur is really, really critical. So what are you saying to yourself? What are you believing about your circumstances, and how are you changing them? But it's all got to start with the system that's going on in your head, the belief system that's in play every day. And if it needs to switch or change, you need to change that channel so you can change your outcomes. Because your belief systems will determine your actions every time. Every time. So I encourage everyone that if that is something that you need to switch and change to start that habit, start that system for yourself, even if it's only 2 minutes a day or 3 minutes a day, you know, before you get up out of bed or if you're in the shower. And sometimes for quite a while, I used to in the morning post things right on my mirror. Now it's by my computer. But wherever you're going to see it on a regular basis, so you have to almost repeat it to yourself to get it out of the way so that you can continue your work day. Maybe it's on your dashboard. So those are some tips to help with that. I'm going to actually open up the line for those of you that are on the call. I do ask that you star 6, but if any of you have any questions, I'm going to open it up right now. So let me do that here. So star 6, if you're not yet muted, and if you have a question, unmute yourself by doing star 6, and feel free to ask your question. So anybody have a question? Everybody's going to be quiet.
No, this is Karen. Hi, Lisa. Somebody else, since I was already on earlier, I didn't want to monopolize the line here. I know that Jane's going to be with the lead pages, and I've been working on that, but I seem to be paralyzed on thinking that I can't get business because I want to lead them into the right system. But I'm trying to lay it all out, and so how do I get unstuck from that? Do I just keep working on the process of making the lead page and where it's going to lead so that I can just get it up and running?
So what's paralyzing you, Karen?
I don't know how to do the video. Now, I'm going to talk to somebody about that actually Thursday who I think is going to help me get the video going. And what paralyzes me is I don't have enough time for the research of what I have on the learning curve. And so I'm going to get that going, and I've been working on the keywords of the pain areas of what should be on the front page. And my other question is, because I have email efficiency and document management and meetings, even though all the Get Control classes are in productivity and efficiency, they all have their own little specific niche. Should I be having several lead pages, Lisa, with that, or should I just be concentrating on one?
Okay. So there were a couple of things in there. What's paralyzing you, first of all, is the video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing, right?
Yeah, which I think I'm going to solve Thursday.
Which you think you're going to solve Thursday. Okay, so you've got somebody helping you with the video. Now, remember, your video doesn't have to be long. You don't want it to be long on your lead generation page, right? You do want it to welcome people. You want to thank them for coming there. You do want to let them know, you know, kind of why they're there. So why did they come to your lead generation page?
I've got all that. In fact, as I put it all in Project Kickstart. So my question is then, should I be making a separate lead page that's talking about email efficiency and etiquette, and then another separate lead page that leads into my other seminar, which is document management?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Should these all be separate lead pages?
Could they be? The short answer is yes, they could be. That does depend on. I'm sorry?
Should they be?
Should they be? It depends on the research, and it depends on what you're finding in the research. So what are the key words that people are putting in? I would imagine, email efficiency, and what's the other one? Etiquette?
Email efficiency and etiquette, yeah, get control of email.
And what was the etiquette one?
The email efficiency and etiquette is together.
Oh, it's together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would imagine that people are putting things in around, you know, how do I get control of my email, or controlling email, or, you know, email productivity tips, or something like that, right? So, go ahead.
Our key words are reduce inbox clutter, stress, liability, write clear, concise, actionable messages, boost productivity, powerful etiquette, and netiquette, and e-liability insights.
Okay. And how? And when you did the have you done the research yet?
No. Yes, I did actually start the research on the highest word counts. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's not only word counts, but you've got to look at some of the other. You've got to look at some of the other data because you know some people think that the highest ranking you know keyword search is the best word. Phrase to use. That's not necessarily the case because, for example, you could get a keyword phrase that everybody's putting in the search engines, but there's so much competition with it.
Right.
That
right.
They, you know, you would never get linked in or, you know, you would never get connected to it. So
right, right.
You've got to also look at some of the other pieces of that keyword search. So your question was,
should I have separate pages?
Do you have separate pages? The short answer is you might, but it depends. Now that's something, though, what I will also do, Karen, is we'll dive deeper into that because, you know, that is a great question that we should cover on the lead generation for next month. On the Business Accelerator call because we're going to go through, you know, what are some of your questions, but more importantly, for your specific situation, it may be different lead generation pages. Like, for example, I have a couple of lead generation pages, but it depends on where people are in building their business. So if they're just starting out, they're going to look for a free business plan format. So their keyword search is going to be different. But if I'm in business for a while, like a year, 2 years, even 3 years, I might be saying, you know what, how can I get more clients? And that's where I have my lead generation page, getmoreclientsnowvideos.com. So it sometimes depends
right.
on where they are.
Well, Teresa, you know, I started her wildlife workshop, actually started this week, and we were guinea pigs for a shorter class. And one of the key things that Jane might actually want to bring up is what Teresa had mentioned here is do the people know that they have the problem?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
like we teach Outlook tips, and all of a sudden they're like, well, what are you teaching there? And we're like, well, how you can take this email and drop it into a task immediately. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. So, see, they don't really, you know, I could say, oh, we're going to teach get control of Outlook, and they're like, so big deal, what does that mean?
Right.
And so her questions were pretty cool about what problem do you solve for others, and do they know they have this problem? And so I guess when I'm talking to people, what I'm questioning more about using these lead pages too as well is if I am talking to someone as a potential client or in a networking event and they're saying this pain area, then should I give them that, email them that direct link that would take them through that lead page directly to the area that they're experiencing the pain in so that it's an easy navigation to finding it on the website? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Right. So that's what I'm just trying to figure out and which ones to combine together that I'm not going crazy here making, you know, a lead page for every single item on the web, which is probably not necessary.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can go crazy over, you know, having multiple lead generation pages, but again, you want to that's where the research, that's why you really want to do the step one and the research. That's going to be really critical.
Yeah, I'll go back to that because I did start that, and then I dropped the ball on that because I was trying to put it into Project Kickstart. Okay, great.
Yep. Thanks for asking. Great question, Karen. Thank you. Any other questions? Now, remember, and I'm just going to put everybody on Q&A real quick here. Okay, just a quick summary. So, if you just a reminder that if you do have any questions, to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com. Now, remember too that you know, this is what the Q&A is all about. This is what our business accelerator calls are all about, as well as the laser coaching calls. So the more that you tap into these resources, make yourself available to these calls, the more you're going to get out of them. As far as lead generation, we're going to cover that in more detail next month, and we also have built in to that program a Q&A. So just as a reminder, if you have any, you know, angst or any, you know, you're not getting your lead generation page implemented, what's your biggest frustration? What's your biggest stall from getting it implemented? Because it's a really, really important piece of your process. It's like the first step of them shaking hands with you. So we want to make sure that you get it implemented as quickly as possible so that you can start getting a consistent supply of pre-qualified prospects, start creating that list, and cultivating the relationship. Remember, it's all about relationships, trust, and choices. And I want to make sure that you have that very important system implemented. So if you have been procrastinating on getting it implemented, email info@accelerateassociates.com with all your questions between now and June 12th. I'll send out a reminder to everyone so that we can finally get that implemented, because it's truly a critical piece of your system. It's a critical piece of your flow. All right, and the quicker that we can get people into your flow, the quicker that you can start converting them into clients. And everybody wants more clients, right? Okay, I want to thank everybody for coming on today's Q&A call. Thank you for coming on live, Karen. I appreciate it. And we had a couple of other people that I don't think were able to make it live, but hopefully I answered your question. If I didn't see your number on the switchboard and you were here and I didn't you know, get your question answered, then let me know. I'll be happy to connect with you and then to get your question in the queue the next time. So thank you all very much for coming to today's Q&A call, and we'll see you hopefully on the free training call at the end of the month on the Breakthrough Business Blueprint. So look forward to talking to everybody later, and until next time, create a great life, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.